Good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Thursday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. 2023. 51 degrees. Still halfway between 10 and 11 degrees Celsius, so I'm counting that as a win. 87% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. I just noticed there's... How did I not see that before? There's this apartment building over... Was that 9th? No, 10th. Yeah, easily a dozen stories, pale brick, but they've got these swaths of dark burgundy red brick and painting on the balconies. It's random, intermittent across the face of the building, but it's like incredibly striking. And it's the first time I've seen it. Or at least, obviously I've seen it a million times, I just never logged it or registered it before. What the hell? I'm sorry, that kind of floored me. I don't know how that works. How something that visually arresting, that striking, can like not go off my radar. Okay, so maybe it's not that I didn't see it. Maybe it's the combination of light, because it is, we just had a rainstorm go through, and God, it smells amazing out here. It's just, God, very fresh, very spring. Lovely. But you've got that dark gray cloud to the west, which is the backdrop for my view of the building. So maybe that combined with the light, combined with, I don't know, 100 other variables, led to the perfect framing of that building. That's just weird. And weird is what we're about here in Portland. If you ask anybody, why Portland? Why did you come to Portland? Somewhere on their list, doesn't matter, high or low, but somewhere on the list will be the word weird. Or funky, or any equivalent thereof. Be intrigued to explore. I mean, that'd be some serious sociological archaeology. But tracing back that quality, that aspect, because how do you check or how do you track the growth of a social trend like weirdness? You know, weird is such a broad term and such a subjective term, and yet everyone who looks at Portland, who has been in Portland for any length of time, or knows anybody in Portland who talks about it, will tell you it's weird in the most wonderful of ways. But it is weird.
Yeah.
Busy day on the sidewalk this morning. Busy morning. But how do you track a social quality? Because that's what it is. It's not a tendency to activism or sexual freedom and expression or odd food things, odd food choices. We have the only kosher frozen yogurt shop in Oregon, here in Portland. And you know, that's not weird. That's just niche. Is that all weird is? Is weird just so niche and so deeply niche that I don't know, I'm trying to define weird may be a bit of an overreach for my cognitive abilities of a morning. Oops. Oh. There's the Crystal Palace looking all pretty and shiny. I don't know, an analysis of weird. Powell's. I'll bet somebody's done that. I might have to hit the Googles after I'm done here. Because typed about this in one of the previous picture posts that I post alongside when I post the links to the walks, is that cities and urbanscapes in general are this mosaic of places and cultures and aesthetics and styles and languages and history, and it's this massive tapestry of often very bold colors in terms of cultural elements and aspects. You know, the architecture of Chicago or Kansas City is not unmistakable, but anybody that's spent any time in either of those cities, if you showed them a few buildings or building styles, they'd say, yeah, I've seen that building before. So, I mean, there's that visual language there. But every city, the alchemy that pulls together all of those disparate elements is definitive. Well, okay. Definitive in its experience. I mean, a city isn't a thing. You take a slice of time and you are this. Because it's when it's expressing and doing, and the people in it are expressing and doing. It's how they are. It's not what they are. Ooh. It's not what they are, it's how they are. Oh, God. I clearly have not had enough coffee. I had weird dreams last night about dinosaurs being used to move things around, and enormous water casks. And this was going on and on. This was a lengthy wake up, go back to sleep. Hey, we're back with the dinosaurs and the big water tureens, the big water canisters, like water tower size canisters. And they, it wasn't even like Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaurs. It was like Stegosaurus. It was like, it was like the Chonky Dragon from the D&D movie. And they were under the dominion of this one blonde Valkyrie of a woman. I don't know what that, I mean, I'm usually pretty good at dream interpretation, but that one's got me stumped. So I know water tends to refer to emotional elements. So big cisterns of water, big emotions, cisterns contained, bound, not free flowing, stagnant. Dinosaurs? Oh dear. If one could be literal about that, that could be self-image. This is the stuff that comes to mind, because it's my brain, so it's my interpretation. So, and the notion of me being a dinosaur. I know I'm not a dinosaur, but I don't know, I've been having some age factors coming up in my face. So maybe I feel like I'm a dinosaur, or at least I'm feeling my age. Now that I think about it, yeah, there have been a couple of things that have come up recently, or not, as the case may be. Interesting. Well, tell me about your mother, Mr. Robinson. A little self-therapy here while you sit in. Anyway. The mosaic of the city. The origin of weird. I guess that's what I like about Portland. Well, and I like any city that I'm going to fall in love with, you better have some stories. And I mean stories. Stories worthy of the telling. And when I say worthy, that's absolutely selfish and say worthy to me. You know, that's not to say that it's objectively worthy, that the tales of you know, the, I don't know what, the grain revolution, there's shifts in the grain market created this boom of industry, and then the grain stopped, and those are legitimate stories, absolutely valid, and I am not yucking anyone's yum in that regard. But I'm sorry, it's just not a story that I can really, like, you know, sink my teeth into. You know, tell me about the Shanghai tunnels under Portland. You got me. I'm here for that. Oh, excuse me. God, and it's and right now you've got that dark blanket of clouds, but there's this break right at the horizon line in the east, so you've got this radiant sunshine illuminating across the horizon line, and then the dark gray clouds beyond. It's very dramatic, very dramatic. Feel good. Gonna be a weird day. Bring it. And I'm making my way through Jameson Square. So, I should probably wrap this up. It's Thursday. Friday Eve is what it is. It is the weekend approaches stealthily, but you can smell it on the wind. You can hear it, the jangle of excitement and possibility tinkling off the canyon walls. Yes, the weekend is coming. I hope you have an awesome Thursday. I hope it's weird. I hope you had intriguing dreams. Yeah, have a great Thursday. And however it goes down, remember the words of the mighty Zig, the Zigalicious. Despite everything, create. Add to the world. Add to the weird. And I will also tell you to love fearlessly. Because I think that's a part of the weird, too. Weird doesn't happen without an abundance of love. Maybe that's why I like this city so much. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.